Second Chronicles chapter 20. And it came to pass after this that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them certain of the Maonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And they came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, A great multitude is come against thee from beyond the sea, from Syria. And behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is En Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek Jehovah, and proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of Jehovah. Even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek Jehovah. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of Jehovah, before the new court. And he said, Jehovah, God of our fathers, art not thou God in the heavens, and rulest thou not over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in thy hand there is power and might, and none can withstand thee. Hast not thou, our God, dispossessed the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and given it forever to the seed of Abraham, thy friend? And they have dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If evil come upon us, sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, and we stand before this house and before thee, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our distress, then thou wilt hear and save. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab, and those of Mount Seir, amongst whom thou wouldest not let Israel go when they came out of the land of Egypt, for they turned from them and destroyed them not, behold, they reward us in coming to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to possess. Our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might in presence of this great company which cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before Jehovah with their little ones, their wives, and their sons. And upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, upon him came the Spirit of Jehovah in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Be attentive, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith Jehovah unto you, Fear not, nor be dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they come up by the ascent of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the valley, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not have to fight on this occasion. Set yourselves, stand, and see the salvation of Jehovah who is with you. Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, and Jehovah will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before Jehovah, worshipping Jehovah. And the Levites, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of the Korahites, stood up to praise Jehovah the God of Israel with an exceeding loud voice. And they rose early in the morning and went forth towards the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Jehovah your God, and ye shall be established. Believe his prophets, and ye shall prosper. And he consulted with the people and appointed singers to Jehovah, and those that should praise in holy splendor as they went forth before the armed men, and say, Give thanks to Jehovah, for his loving kindness endureth forever. And when they began the song of triumph and praise, Jehovah set liers in wait against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were smitten. And the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to exterminate and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. And Judah came unto the mountain watch in the wilderness, and they looked toward the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none had escaped. And Jehoshaphat and his people came to plunder the spoil of them, and they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious things. And they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away, and they were 3 days in plundering the spoil, it was so much. And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Berakah, for there they blessed Jehovah. Therefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Berakah to this day. And they returned, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat at their head, to go again to Jerusalem with joy. for Jehovah had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with lutes and harps and trumpets to the house of Jehovah. And the terror of God was on all the kingdoms of the lands when they heard that Jehovah fought against the enemies of Israel. And the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, and his God gave him rest round about. And Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, daughter of Shilhi. And he walked in the way of Asa his father, and turned not aside from it, doing what was right in the sight of Jehovah. Only the high places were not removed, and as yet the people had not directed their hearts to the God of their fathers. And the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the words of Jehu the son of Hanani, which are inserted in the book of the kings of Israel. And after this, Jehoshaphat king of Judah joined himself with Ahaziah king of Israel, who did very wickedly. And he joined himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships in Ezion-Geber. And Eleazar the son of Dodavah of Marashah prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, Because thou hast joined thyself with Ahaziah, Jehovah has broken thy works. And the ships were broken, and could not go to Tarshish.